Today, a conversation from the Bronx. That's where John Torres Jr. grew up watching his father, John Torres Sr., moonlight as a lucha libre wrestler, a style of professional wrestling popularized in Mexico. His dad died in 2011, and John recently came to StoryCorps with his dad's best friend and fellow wrestler, Abraham Guzman, to remember him.
My dad, he would always tell me to put him in a chokehold and he would easily break it. And I was always so impressed by that strength. He was my hero, man. I remember he had the white boots, the white mask with kind of like a red beak.
It was the Falcon.
He was the Falcon, yes. And my dad was a neat freak, so he folded things a certain way. And everything was in this giant gym bag. And every day I would look at that bag and say, man, there's stardom in that bag. But he would discourage me when I was young. He always said, you could be something better than that. Doctor, lawyer, and then our relationship collided. There were a lot of absences from him growing up. But the thing that always brought us back was wrestling. Over the phone, we would talk about wrestling for like hours. And I remember he said, I want to tag team with you one day. And so you started training me.
I learned that you wanted to start wrestling. So I said, well, let's see what I could do.
And I trained almost every day. I told my dad, and he said, I'll be there Saturday for your debut match. That Thursday, I get a phone call from my cousin, and he's like, did you hear? And I was like, no, what? And he's like, your father. And when he said my father, I already knew. And I said, my dad died, and he could barely say yeah over the phone. I remember leaning against the wall and just breaking down, crying. And on the day of my debut, I was at the cemetery burying my dad. That's when I decided that wrestling was my legacy. One of the things I think about, if he was still alive today, like how would he feel?
I think he'd be proud because I see a lot in you and him. Your certain wrestling moves, I'm like, I've seen that before. And sometimes when I talk to you, I feel like I'm talking to your dad again. Even the laugh. People don't know it, but when you laugh, I hear him all the time.
You know, I want to keep his name alive. And that's what I've been doing ever since.